The other day, I was at the station and a few of my colleagues mentioned this beautiful essay that Andy Hecht, who is the executive director of Recycle Utah, read at the Rotary meeting, and I decided I wanted to hear it. So we brought him into the studio, and we also had a lovely conversation about his life in Park City, his role at Recycle Utah, and also about birds. Here's my conversation with Andy Hecht. First of all, welcome to the Community Campfire.
Thank you. This program's fantastic.
Yay, we love it. We have a good time. John and I like the sound of our own voices on Friday mornings.
Everyone facts. It's what keeps me glued to the KPCW in the morning on Friday.
Penguins propose with pebbles is still one of my favorites. So tell me where you came from, where, and now where are you in terms of your career?
I'd done a bunch of various jobs for festivals. I started with Sundance Film Festival, which I was at for like 17 years of my life. I love it.
What'd you do for them?
Worked in production, just anything that needed to be built, moved, cleaned. You know, if you ever watched the Rocky and Bullwinkle old cartoon show, at the end of the credits, there's that guy just sweeping up the parade.
Yeah.
That's what the production department did.
Nice.
Yeah, we were really good at it too.
And
Yeah. Now
you recycle.
Yeah, now I'm at Recycle Utah. Like, what a hilarious journey. But it's like, how do you capture seasonal life? I was seasonal for, I don't know, 15 to 20 years. And I'd be in Northern California in the summers, coast of Oregon for spring and fall, and then back here at Park City from November to March. The whole time, my biggest complaint was I didn't have a community. There was a big missing part. It's such an important part of who I am. One thing led to another, and we were welcomed here in Park City. After 17 years of working here in the winters, I was able to move into this community, and arms were open. And
yeah.
I've loved it ever since. And my first really good job, my first important job here was working at Park City Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was so amazing that here I am for years saying this is a missing piece of me, and here I am working for one of the greatest organizations around, the Park City Community Foundation, and here's my community.
Well, it's not every day that you hear from three of your coworkers, which is what happened to me, about your essay, and that's why we're sitting here. I mean, I wanted to hear more about you too, which is great, but I also wanted to hear this wonderful piece of writing that you created.
I guess I was a little overwhelmed. I mean, here I am getting up in front of this group of people that I greatly respect. I'm kind of the young kid on the block there for sure. And here I am welcoming them. And I just thought, well, now's the time to put what I've thought into writing and share it with them. I've what Rotary is and service, being nonprofit professional, service is central to what we do and how we exist. And I wanted to weave the change of the seasons with mm-hmm. what I know and love about Park City.
Nice.
So that's kind of the creation of this.
Okay, let's hear it. What's the title?
Oh, I don't have a title.
Well, there you go.
I guess just welcome to Park City. So good morning, good afternoon, everyone. This time of year, Park City carries a particular kind of restlessness. The mornings are getting cooler. Kids are heading back to school. The leaves haven't fully changed yet, but we get a sense that they are about to. And in a community shaped so deeply by skiing, we all know what's coming next. Snow, visitors, traffic, and that familiar weekly rhythm when our little town seems to take a long breath in on Thursday, swell through the weekend, and then exhale again on Monday. The changing seasons remind us that change is constant, but it's not always dramatic. We don't stare and watch a single leaf turn from green to gold. The transformation happens quietly, one leaf at a time, until one morning we look up and realize the entire hillside has changed. I like to think that positive change in our society can happen much in the same way. For a long time, we have tended to celebrate qualities such as individual achievement, ambition, confidence, and strength. Those qualities certainly have value, but I hope our collective understanding is beginning to shift, that we are coming to realize service and empathy as some of the strongest and most admirable qualities a person can possess. Empathy asks us to slow down long enough to understand what someone else may be carrying. Service asks us to do something without much understanding. Together, they transform a community from a collection of people who happen to live near one another into a group of people who feel a genuine responsibility for one another. That, of course, is something that Rotary has understood for a very long time. Service above self. It's more than just a motto. It's a reminder that meaningful service does not always need to be grand or highly visible. It can be listening carefully, showing up consistently, mentoring a young person, welcoming someone new, or using your relationships and abilities to solve problems others may have overlooked. Like the changing leaves, those individual acts may seem small, but they accumulate, and eventually they change the entire landscape. So as Park City moves into another season, perhaps we can consider what we want to change with it. May we become known not only for our beautiful mountains and world-class skiing, but also for the empathy we extend, the people we welcome, and our willingness to serve one another. Thank you.
That was so good.
And reading through there, what service means, mentoring a young person or uh-huh. using your abilities to solve problems other people look. These are things that I see every day here. Recycle Utah opened up their doors to me, and I became executive director there, and that was thrilling. It still is thrilling. I mean, I just started my 9th month as wow. executive director, learning how to be an executive director. I mean, that alone is wow, there's a lot to learn what all of you executive directors out there do. Meanwhile, we are full steam ahead on moving. We have mm-hmm. a deadline we have to get out of the facility by. We are building this building. We're going to have to start raising money. All this work coming in and going around and swirling around, it's so amazing how much is going on right now. But it's the board, it's the staff. Recycle Utah's got everything needed to get everything done.
And I obviously know where you guys are. Where are you going? I'm behind on the news of the building.
We are moving out to Paintbrush Way. It's out by Home Depot. It's right behind the High Valley Bus Barn. The county and the city worked really hard in making sure that we had a home. So we have 4.18 acres out there. We have gone through a design process, gone through a visioning process. We've gone through community feedback. We've taken numerous trips to look at other facilities. We've had all sorts of help going through this process. Last week on Saturday, we had our 100-mile meal where we could finally show off what we've been working on. We've had nothing but positive feedback on what we are growing into. Mm-hmm. And when you look at this, you're looking at Recycle Utah's, this recycling center. It's the old bus barn for the city. I mean, it's kind of a scrappy location. Recycle Utah outgrew that location like 20 years ago. Yeah. We are way, way, way overloaded with material coming in. And I understand we are great centrally located right now for Park City, but at our new facility, we are way more centrally located for all of Summit County. Mm-hmm. When we look at how much material we are looking at growing into in the next 5, even 10 years with the growth going on in our community, our numbers are staggering. We are going to be diverting many, many tons. 1,600 is an easy benchmark. 1,600 tons per year through Recycle Utah. That's a no-brainer. This year, we might be closer to 18,000 to 2,000 tons of material. Just close your eyes and picture how much material that is. It's a staggering amount goes through that little facility. In our new facility, four wow. times that, within 10 years, I have no question that we're building to be able to handle that, and I think we'll exceed it.
Wow. People say sometimes, the plastic doesn't get recycled. I'm not talking about your facility, but just in general, there's all these mysteries or conspiracy theories about really what happens to it, you know? And I'm like, I just do it. I don't know. I'm hoping that it all goes to the right places.
No, these are great questions to ask. And you know what? There are misconceptions and there are half truths out there, but they're all based in reality. Mm-hmm. We did have a very broken system. We weren't doing well for a very long time. It's very different. And anyone who disagrees with that, come take a field trip down to our material recovery facility down in Salt Lake City and see how this stuff is sorted. See how it's collected and understand where it's going. And then my next question, if you come down and you're still not understanding, then my next question is, where do you fit in all of this?
Right.
How much
right.
do you see come through your household? And what are you doing to maximize the collection and your elimination of materials you might not need to be throwing into the trash or the recycling mm-hmm. or the food compost bucket?
Well, good luck with your move. When is the open?
Well, a lot of that is TBD. We know we have to be out of our facility by March of okay. this coming year. So okay. we'll have a temporary facility on our new property out in Silver Summit. We don't want to have even a single day of downtime for recycling from this community. And I'm sure, yes, we'll have to close for a couple days to do the move, but our design on how we constructed the temporary facility to our permanent facility, maintaining operations.
And thank you for all you do and for that beautiful piece of writing.
The show is fantastic. You know, he had that fun fact about the penguin proposing with a pebble.
Yeah.
Look into the heat exchange mechanism that penguins and other birds use in their feet. It is a unique style of a heat exchanger, and I'll just leave it there. I won't get technical because I can go down the rabbit hole here, but it's really, really neat.
And there we go, Andy Hex. Recommendation for one of John Burdick's famous final fun facts. This is Andrea Buchanan with KPCW's The Community Campfire.